City. I'd like to welcome you all to the weekly shortwave and scanner listening net as heard on the N2ROW every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this net is to provide a general discussion forum for those who are interested in the different aspects of the radio monitoring hobby. We cover all the frequencies that can be tuned in outside of the amateur radio band. That's because we can talk about amateur radio at other times during the week. So on this map, we're going to talk about who you can listen to on the various frequencies from DC all the way up to light, including various broadcast bands, public service agencies, ships ashore, aircraft, satellite dishes, anything else that's out there that might tickle your interest. We'll also talk about what equipment you would need to use to enhance the enjoyment of this portion of the hobby, and also where to find the best information. As a ground rule for this net, all the repeaters that are linked together can be found on the website www.n2row.net. Please use the repeater system segment that is closest to where you are. This way you can use the least amount of power possible to get into the system. When you are keying up on your repeater, please pause for a second after you key up before you begin to speak. This way the beginning part of your transmission does not get cut off. Unfortunately, that's an inherent nature of the repeater system. Those who are checking in on the air, please give your call sign, name, and location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. And by traffic, we're talking about any comments or questions that you'd like to share with everyone else. If you don't have any traffic, please indicate no traffic as you're keeping it. This way we know to move on to the next person. Each week this net is only a reflection of the traffic that is brought on the air, so there is no sent agenda or topic, only a reflection of what you would like to hear or what you would like to share. For those who are not able to get into the repeater system for whatever reason, maybe you're too far away, you're having some trouble with your equipment, or you're not a licensed amateur radio operator yet, you can still participate by sending an email to the address nybxa@yahoo.com. So at this point, we're going to stand by for check-ins. Please space it out. This way, everybody has a chance to check in without getting stepped on. If you are able to listen to the repeater on a separate radio, the separate radio near plug will help you hear if there is any doubling going on. This is N12B.
Good evening, WHSQQ Bob in Elmwood Park. I'll be watching email. No traffic.
Good evening, Charlie, and happy holidays from K2CSX. I have no traffic. Good evening.
Okay. Good evening to WHSQQ and K2CSX. Anyone else? Hey, Bob, I guess everybody's using your list of stores and malls radio frequencies as they're out shopping tonight. As some stuff for the federal fans here, but I guess we'll have to save it for next week.
Yeah, we can just bounce it back and forth here for a little bit. It's a busy time of the year, so I haven't been doing too much listening. I had an interesting experience. I got home and saw a police car up the block. I didn't think anything of it. I get out of the car, and all of a sudden, I see a flashlight in the driveway. So what the heck is that? And I'm talking to my wife, and then all of a sudden, a German Shepherd walking down there, and I said, I looked at it. The guy says, good evening, he's Bergen County Police. We're just looking for somebody. Just stay where you are, and walk down my driveway, walk through the yard, walk back out, have a good evening, and that was it. Like he was walking his dog.
Well, hear anything on the radio after that? Any description?
I heard what it was. House about a block away, somebody tried to break in. And they got a license plate and so on. The guy was from up in New York. So I don't know what came of it. But that was it, you know. 5 minutes of excitement. Burton County came out with the dogs, took them for a walk, and that was it.
to him somehow.
So, that's been really about it. Been doing some broadcast band listening, Charlie, and seeing what's going there. Bands are quieting down. But I've been very busy at work, so not a whole lot of time to do too much of anything. A lot of listening in the car, and leaving the 996 in the close pull mode. Interesting what you pick up, you know, on your normal commute. Got a few frequencies in there, got to look them up and see what they are. But that, and then I went over to what used to be Bergen Mall, the new mall, and they redid the whole mall. I figured they'd have some new frequencies. They really don't. So I'll have to just change the name on the list, but it looks like most of the stores over there are using the old frequencies.
Yeah, you're talking about close call. Somebody put a message on Ready Reference that they were driving past the Meadowlands, and the close call on the radio popped up on 219.880 with no PL and chatter about traffic and security units after a racetrack event at the Meadowlands complex. Now, I know that there's an LTR system that's supposed to be licensed for there, but I thought that was like in, you know, the 220 and 221 band, which is what one... a little noise on the link there. One of the participants on the list also mentioned the same thing and listed the frequencies. But I didn't know that there'd be something in 219.88. Now, that doesn't sound familiar.
There's inputs to that repeater system. There's quite a few of them in there. What's interesting about it is that system, I know of one other case, but that system is not in the FCC's database. I go through there. There's a data channel on there, and there's quite a few channels. It's a low power system that they're using in the 219-220 band in there. Pagoda, I think it's Pagoda Police, is another one. They're in the 504 or 505, and they're not in the FCC database. I don't know what goes on with that, but yeah, that system that's in the Meadowlands. I think, if I'm not mistaken, there is active frequencies down as low as 218. I mean, some are input, some are output, so it's probably what he's listening.
Well, that's a little strange. I mean, I can understand the old Mobitech stuff, which was 217, and they still exist. You can sometimes hear the LPR passport data burst that periodically ripples through. But the 219 is supposed to be intercity links for amateur radio packet stations. You know, when the lower part of the 220 band was taken away from the amateurs and given to UPS, who decided they didn't want it, and then they came up with these ACSB trunking systems, the 220 and 221. The FCC gave the 219 section to the ham. That's why I find it a little strange that the Meadowlands would add something on that frequency.
I don't know. I haven't looked at it. I operate a little bit of 220, but I didn't think we had frequencies that go below 220.
Yeah, that was the consolation for what happened to that band. They gave a 1 meg segment to be used for intercity links for packets. Supposedly, there were a few hams that were using it, but not many. But I haven't heard anything about it being pulled back and used for business services.
Interesting. I'll have to take a listen in there. As close as I work to the Meadowlands, it's actually, less than a mile away. And it's really not that strong a mile away. I don't know how much power they're using. I don't know what kind of antennas they're using, but the I can hear some of it over here at my house, maybe about an S2. They're not very strong, but my guess is they're running low power and the antennas are somewhat directional.
Interesting. It's too bad the Meadowlands isn't next to where somebody lives. We can just park the scanner in search mode all the time. See what we get.
What you got to do, that's what I did over here with Markel, the paper company. They're forever having these fires in the building. I mean, it's a fire, but it's not like it's a major issue because they have these huge, huge buildings where the waste paper is in there, and they're, you know, cement and metal, so there's not a whole lot to burn except for the paper. And every now and again, they go on fire. And there's about 15 frequencies listed, so I put them all in there, sent the PL to search, and over the course of, I don't know, maybe a month, I think I've got all four or five frequencies with the tones on there. And I thought for sure they would have one with a fire brigade. They don't. So, actually, I should post those. Not that anybody wants to listen to Markel Paper Company, but if you live anywhere in and around, you know, Patterson, Elmwood Park, in that area, they're good for two or three fires a year.
Well, you talk about waste paper being used. There's a whole bunch of waste paper that Markel gets that comes from the U.S. Postal Service, from what I understand. Any mail that they try to forward and can't, especially if it's like advertising type stuff, the advertisers don't want it back, so the post office then takes it and turns it over as waste paper to Markel, who then shreds it, mashes it, and turns it into their pick product.
I don't know. Have you been listening to the Hudson River traffic on there? Have you really noticed anything different? I had it on for a day or two, and I didn't really notice too much of a difference in the traffic.
Nothing that I could really put my finger on. I guess if we were following it along from the other frequencies and see who was passed off to what channels and knew the designators, who they were on the frequency, then we'd have a better idea. It's supposed to be working. You know, it's the new mandate. There's a lot of things that keep changing. And, as long as all the pilots follow it, then it should be okay. Speaking of changes, I don't know if you heard, but starting tomorrow, the Jersey City Police Department is going to be using radios on the new Jersey City trunk system. The daytime tour is supposed to be dispatched on the trunk system starting tomorrow, and if everything works out, I think it's going to be a total switchover next Tuesday the 15th.
I haven't heard that. Okay. Yeah, I've got to listen again. I could just about hear their control channel, but that's on my discone. And I do listen to Jersey City, so if that is the case, once they totally switch over, I'm going to have to put up a Yagi or something to see if I can get a little bit more signal. How much of it is in the clear? How much of it is encrypted? Have you heard anything?
We are current weather alerts or warnings for the local area, including a wind advisory. Please tune to your local weather radio for details. This is November Bravo to all via Echo Link.
It's tough to compete with the X station announcement. No, I have not heard yet. I have been keeping that close an eye on it, or an ear on it, to hear which talk has been testing. I'm sure we'll definitely find out starting tomorrow and going into next week.
Okay, thanks for the heads up. I got to look it up tonight and see if I can copy any of the control channels. I tried once before. If you remember, I had emailed you a while back, and I couldn't get enough signal here on the discone to lock onto anything. But then again, I really never tried the diamond antenna. I'm sure that's got a bit more gain. Let's see what's going on that. Should be interesting. And even if the signal is weak, the fact that it is digital makes it a whole lot easier. I know, I think I told you the story, PHF, very, very weak AMCO 25 signal. Didn't know what it was, and was sitting there, armchair copy, even though it was so weak. Turns out it's New Canaan, Connecticut police.
Now, what's you want? Keep it above the threshold.
Let's see. According to some notes that I'm seeing here in the radio reference message string, on the Jersey City trunk system, thousands are supposed to be police, 2,000 are fire, 3,000 are public works, 4,000 Jersey City Incinerator Authority.
KE2U1.
WH Husky Kim. Channel a little busy. Getting a lot of people out shopping tonight.
Yeah, most likely. But if you guys breathe about 5 seconds after conversation, you might actually hit somebody else getting in. You're not leaving any much of a break. But I just dropped in to say hello. If you get a chance, give me a call. I want to talk to you about Monday night's incident.
All right, no problem, John. I'll give you a buzz. That's the other John. PGO. Go ahead.
I'm out here in Rosebank, Staten Island, Charlie.
See, you're far from home. Hey, Charlie, I just sent you an email. Check that out as soon as you can. I think you'll find it. Talking about the site itself, if you look at it, there's a lot of very, very useful stuff on there.
Yeah. So much stuff that I take my wallet to decipher it and digest it. See what we can do with it. Okay. Yeah, some stuff I think John would be interested in, too.
All right. Let's see. It's 20 after 9. Let's stand by, see if there's anybody else that wants to jump in. This is that. One will be with the shortwave and scan it over to the stand.
Master General Program on air and 1MLZ. Good evening. With a question.
Hey, Bob. We got to check it. Anybody else?
Pro scan
Control works. Well, I actually use scan control myself. This way it handles all of the UDF radios that I have.
Scan control, yes, one of the other ones, scan control, that's right. Yeah, Bob, I didn't think the Unit N1 supported the XT model. I thought it just supported the 996, the 396, the HT model.
No, I have an XT. I have 996s, so you're probably right.
Yeah, so far the USAT doesn't support it. Hopefully it will soon, but yeah, I'll check that scan control out, Charlie. Is that, have you ever tried the pre-scan?
No, I can check my hard drive and see if maybe I downloaded it one day.
Okay, just curious to see what it's missing compared to some of the other programs. Before I decide on which one I'm gonna purchase, right now the pre-scan's adequate. Like I said, just starting to get used to the radio now. It takes a while, as you know, and especially after that, you know, playing with the Pro 106 for a couple of years now. Now I got to learn a different radio, so it's kind of confusing when you try to operate both radios.
Yeah, it takes a little bit coordinating what you have. You know, I got really strange when went from the old method of programming to mixing channels in the matrix format, and then got the newer radios that was dynamic memory. You can transfer the equipment one way, but going the other way is very difficult. As I say, it's a different world.
Yeah, that's for sure, Charlie. Yeah, the only positive thing with the 396 for me is the 246 is pretty similar to the way it's programmed with the quick keys and all that. So it became a lot easier to use right off the bat because of that. So they had the 246 for quite a while now. I don't know, 4 or 5 years or whatever, maybe probably 4 years or so. But made it a lot easier to get familiar with the 396.
Well, that's good. You know, just step by step. But otherwise, the radios perform either way you expect them to, or are you finding any glitches?
Yeah, no glitches. Except the only thing I found, Charlie, and it's very interesting, is I asked on the radio reference, and MCH here came back with a good answer. You can't adjust the squelch to your desire, like a pot, you know. It's preset settings, and I found the setting kind of tight where it first closes the squelch, but that was due to the fact that the default radio is narrow FM, and the problem is there's really not too many narrow FM in there yet. It's mostly FM, so I reset the default to FM for most of the bands, and it works a lot better.
Yeah, it depends on what you're listening to. The new UHF stuff here in the city is all narrow FM. So the new truck system, for example, that's narrow FM. The new fire department and EMS frequencies, because it's 6.25 kilohertz separate, they narrowed up the bandwidth of each channel. And we actually go through the database, you will find systems out on Long Island that are nestled in between the channels. And the only way I found that is I had to build myself a spreadsheet, put in every possible frequency from 482 to 485, every 6.25 kilohertz, and then just plug in everything that I had. And I started noticing that there were Long Island and Westchester fire department, some police departments that were showing up on the channels in between.
Yeah, that's right. I have the problem being so close to Long Island and all that. So I get a lot of stuff like that where I'm trying to listen to New York. Even the Dewitt system, I get other systems in Long Island, East Hampton, and stuff on the same using the same frequencies. When the scanner calls up a
new world. That's where they're all moving to. So it looks like you did that. You're just being a little proactive.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly what they did. Absolutely. But it works good. I don't have any complaints. With the radio. So far, I had it for about a week now, so not bad at all. Not bad at all. The audio is good, and it's smaller than the Pro 106, but you know, they both have the pros and cons. They both neither radio is perfect, because there's always a couple features that I wish the other one had. You know, but that always happens.
Yeah, that's true. When you are up in there in Connecticut, Bob, I don't know if you're going to be able to pick this up, but I just got word over the past couple of days that with the problem that they had on the federal trunking system in Manhattan, the Postal Police used to have a talk group on there. But for some reason, something happened to the trunk system. Now they're in still soft mode, where it's, you know, constant carrier and beeping and all that. The Postal Police moved over to 416.225. 416.225. I'm just wondering how well they're heard outside the city. So, you know, you can't just plug that in and see if you hear anything throughout the day.
Yeah, and 1MLZ. Yeah, I get them loud and clear, Charlie. I would say, S3 on the... from up to... This radio only has five bars on it, so I get like 3 bars average, you know, of course, if I move the radio around. This is with the rubber duck I'm talking. So, and it's 82.5 is the PL, by the way, regular analog PL, 82.5.
Yeah, that's the PL they normally use. Wow, not bad for being all the way up there. Okay.
Yeah, I would say like equal with SOD or something as far as trying to compare it to something, but yeah, I'm in a good spot here, so you can't cheat a little, but even when I go down the hill here, or going, even at work, I still hear them, so they're pretty strong.
All right, good. We'll have to compare notes on the federal stuff someday.
Oh, yes. I've been doing a lot of searching. I get the NAC search going here quite often. In fact, now the free scan even has the logging feature, which is great. So that's what, one of the reasons why I bought this radio, so I can have one radio at home during the day, and I can log some new frequencies, if you know what I mean.
Yep, I certainly do. That 416.225 channel, I've heard them mention that is called the green channel.
They must think they're on your HF.
Yeah, I thought it was a little strange when I heard them say that. And I don't know what they call the other channels, but I heard them refer to that channel as the green channel.
Yeah, very good. And what else are they going to do with that 413.7, I think it is, and it's always a carrier there, and you hear a little beeping. Is it going to transmit continuously forever, or what's going to go on there?
I don't know. I guess it depends if they're going to fix the trunking system or not, but I understand it's been that way since the end of the summer. So I don't know. Anyhow, any insight you could give on some of the federal stuff, it'll certainly clear up some of the questions if you can figure this thing out.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll get a list together here and send it your way there. Surely.
All right, good. SQQ, do we have anything in the email yet? S10B.
Just checked it. I don't know why. Yeah, the email's kind of fidgety tonight, but no, nothing in there. Hey, Bob, I got a question for you. You remember about 2 or 3 years ago, New Year's Eve, that one incident you had sent me an MP3 file of that you monitored?
Yeah, is that the malware thing?
Yeah. Any chance you still have that? I had that on my old hard drive on the old PC, and I don't know what I did with the hard drive. I just trying to archive a lot of that stuff onto CD, you know, just to keep it. If you still have it, any chance you could send it again?
Absolutely, send it. Yeah, hopefully I have it. I got to look, but yeah, I'll definitely send it to you if I can find it. But I better have it still.
Anyway, Charlie, I just looked through that site. It's very interesting. There's a lot of interesting things on there, especially with the cell networks. The information on there that they can gather on demand, so to speak. It's quite interesting. Yeah, I've seen that site over the years. Periodically, I remember to go check it. They certainly do have some interesting things. Okay. Any other late check-in before we wrap it up tonight? This is N208. Sounds like not. Okay, Bob, I just sent you something. Check that website out, and about, I don't know, the first, second, or third one down from the top might be of interest to you. That's kind of what Charlie and I have been... So you might want to take a look at it. Read it. It's good reading.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Yeah, I blew that. The wife's doing her homework there now on the thing. So after that, I'll get on there. Thanks.
Very good, Charlie. You know, something else I'm just going to toss out. It's not really scanner related, but it is the kind of thing that perhaps some people listening might be interested in. I was listening on 75 meters over the weekend, and there was a guy down in central Jersey that was building these monster AM transmitters, you know, a kilowatt plate modulated. And one of the things that's getting very hard to find these days are good power transformers, regardless of the price. And he was mentioning this company that he found on eBay. So I dropped the guy an email, and... reason being is I've got an old Alinco power supply here, and I needed a 50-amp rectifier stack for it. One of the diodes went bad. Well, let me call this company up. Let me find out if by chance they got them. So he sends me the link. Hang on a sec. Well, it turns out the company is in North Arlington, so not very far from where I am, and considering I live most of my life there. Called the guy, I actually sent the guy an email, and he says, yeah, I'll be here on Monday, and I was off on Monday, so I went over there. It's two Chinese guys run this company. The guy's wife, her brother in China, is the manufacturing company, and they basically are manufacturing these toroid transformers. I mean, you know, I'm talking like 1,500 volts at 1 amp. Really nice, very high efficiency, and the prices are very reasonable. I mean, 1,500 volt, actually two 1,500 volt windings and two separate primaries. It was $150 for the transformer. But I went in there, and he had the 50-amp rectifier stacks. I said, how much? He goes, $250. So for $2.50, I got what I wanted. But what they're doing is he's making a lot of very high-quality modulator transformers and audio output transformers for the old stereos that people are rebuilding. And transformers are wound on, round toroid cores. Very interesting little place when you're looking for something like that. Anyway, I'm going to sign 7-3 to everyone, and we'll catch you in here next week, I guess. WA2SQQ.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Bob.